This is your Mountain Meisters Recap with Ray Gilmore.
Here we go, and it's actually a very special edition.
It is.
It's Ray of Gilmore. The Mountain Meister Recap with Ray Gilmore, and we have a special guest joining us in studio. Ray, I'm going to hand it right off to you, because
right,
you got a lot to talk about.
The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's do this.
The cat's out of the bag, and we're joined by a special guest, Kevin the Boomer Hamlin.
Yeah.
So anybody who's ever heard him from the start will hear him at the finish as well, and he'll be taking over for me on the radio station for the rest of the season because I am headed in for a bunch of surgeries and procedures and stuff. It's time to get fixed.
Yeah, for sure.
That sounds bad too. With five kids, that's probably on the list, but it's in there. So,
well, in all seriousness, you've mentioned this all season long now that you really haven't been able to fully participate in the building of the courses and doing the runs yourself and all of that. It's been very difficult.
Yep.
Got to focus on number one, and you have to go out there and fix yourself, and you have to take the time off and then go for it.
And
we wish you the best of luck,
and
of course.
The good thing is that we've got a crew that can do this.
Yes.
Kevin's got a voice for radio. He can just get out there and smooth grooves. We'll get him over there with Roy and start doing some jazz or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but, there we go.
The idea is just to make it as seamless as possible for everybody else out there.
For sure.
This is a physical injury on my issue that I've got to take care of that we'll move forward from. So
it
is what it is, but we've got a crew, we've got a team, we've got coaches.
Yeah, the Meisters are in good
hands.
They're set.
They're
leaving them in good hands.
We built a pretty good project. It should be pretty executable. And we're over halfway there.
Excellent.
We're good.
So there you go. So Kevin, welcome. Welcome to the Magic Morning Show. You filled in once before. So Kevin, this is Kevin's not his first rodeo. I think we'll be fine.
Well, yeah.
We'll be fine. So let's just all do the recap then. When it comes to this past week, you guys had a special Bluebird Day.
He even said it yesterday. So if anybody has to call in with some complaints, here's your man.
Nobody's going to complain about yesterday's set except for me. I had the two little birds chirping in my ear the whole time as I was setting. I wanted it more turning than it was, and it ended up being a straight course, so it is what it is.
How was the turnout? Turnout pretty good?
Yeah, turnout was good.
Yep, right over 300.
Yep, the snow held up perfect. Mm. It was a nice course yesterday, so
wonderful.
No issues.
Yeah, very cool. Now, what's coming up you guys have a couple busy weeks coming up
because
it's the final week, and then you have, not final week, but it's the big midterm
vacation
party,
weekend.
Vacation week, so you get some stuff in the future.
Yeah, so yesterday was a fundraiser for the, I almost said Granite Backcountry Alliance again. There you go, a free Tyler Ray, another plug for you. But yesterday was N68 Hours of Hunger, and that one has been a big one for me. It's a huge, I took care of kids in Afghanistan that didn't have enough food, didn't have enough stuff.
Yeah.
And to come home and see that here is kind of heartbreaking. So this one's big to me. They raised $475 yesterday.
Wonderful.
I want to make more than that next week.
Sure.
You better be taking more than one run if you get that chance. Hoping the weather's good and we can bust that out. And with a midseason party, why not? Like, get out there, make your second run, make a donation. Even if you don't want to make the run for the kids, this is going to go to help bridge that gap of vacation week. And I know that the basketball team is doing a whiteout. There's a whole bunch of other stuff in the Valley that is really going to support this group, and it's needed.
Yep.
It is needed. So,
and it is a local cause. That's what's so cool about N68 Hours of Hunger is that it helps the local kids. All the local schools have a participation with them, and it's really great. So, absolutely, it's a local cause to get behind and something that definitely people should think about when they're doing that.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
So we've got next week is supposed to be the Super G for the Gibson Cup. We'll see what the weather holds out to be. And we'll go from there. I mean, the problem with that is a speed event is you've got to be paying attention to the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And the week that everybody comes back from vacation, you've got your Jesse Lyman downhill right off the bat. So, you've got we got 5 weeks left, and there's a lot of stuff to do in those next 5 weeks. So
yes,
buckle up, Buttercup. Here it comes.
Very cool. When it comes to the weekend over at Cranmore, got anything going on?
They've always got Cranapalooza.
There's always
something. There's tubing. There's Cranapalooza. I think they're after the last weekend. The next big thing coming up is in February 23rd, I believe, is the day of. Meg's going to beat me upside the head with a noodle when she sees me because I ask her for this and then I forget it.
Right.
But there is going to be another after hours series at the top where you get a small, small appetizers, cash bar, music up top. Nobody else is there. It's the Meister Hut at night on a weekend. So if the weather is beautiful, you're out there looking at this beautifully frosted little number one ski town in America type of thing. And it's a great deal and good music, good food, good fun, good friends. So
excellent.
That's what we're always about.
So a lot to look forward to. You guys can check out Cranmore.com, of course, for all the details on all the events and everything that's going on over there. And make sure that you follow the Mountain Meisters on Facebook. And right, bottom line, we wish you the best of luck, of course, with all of your procedures that you have to go through now.
Me too.
And we want to thank you for being a member of the Magic Morning Show, coming on in every Thursday.
It's been a blast,
man.
We've had a lot of fun.
And Kevin, welcome. I think it's something to look forward to for you now. To form a little bit of a bond here on the radio.
I think we'll be all right.
And we'll be talking about it. You guys, big shoes to fill, obviously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He does a lot. He has done a lot over the past couple of years since he took over.
It really has.
Hopefully we can accept the challenge and handle it.
I think we'll be okay. You got, like I said, a full team behind you.
And
you really have. You really have morphed it from when Danbo was running things back in the day. So now we've kind of switched it over. And it's a new regime. And you guys are doing very well at that. And I've heard nothing but good things about the Meisters. So
psyched to hear.
So, Ray, we wish you the best of luck. Kevin, welcome.
Yep.
And I guess we'll be talking to you next week.
Sounds good.
That's how it's going to go.
All right, right here on the Magic Morning Show. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.